Damage assessment teams are on the ground in central and western Massachusetts, where rare, multiple tornadoes barreled through much of the state last night, killing at least 4 people. In the city of Springfield, one mother saved the life of her child by getting on top of the child in the bathtub, but the mother was killed when the house collapsed. Governor Deval Patrick spoke with reporters today, and he noted that the twisters were so intense, one woman's checkbook was found more than 80 miles away.
We're going to do everything we can to help people get back on their feet. We've got a real mess on our hands here, but we are all in this together. And for those who are feeling, quite understandably, that they can't imagine what a better tomorrow looks like, I want to assure them that we're going to do everything to help folks get to that better tomorrow and that we're going to get there together.
Here and Now's David Boeri joins us on his cell phone from the town of Munson, Massachusetts. And David, can you describe what you're seeing right now?
It is stunning. For us in this area, in New England, and especially central Massachusetts, which occasionally gets tornado warnings, to see the effect of this tornado. I'm looking at an area that's about a half a mile long, a ridge in which every pine tree has either been uprooted or snapped off, some as high as 30 feet. Cars overturned, a mobile home that's sitting in one of the trees. The scenes are really stunning, and over again, people who've lost their property talk about what they saw on television regarding the Midwest, and they said, we thought that was the Midwest. We didn't think that happened here, but apparently it does.
Yeah, the images certainly that we've seen last night and today, like the Connecticut River getting sucked up into a twister, I mean, they really have been amazing. Are folks just very surprised, would you say, by all of this? Not just the fact that it's uncommon, but that it seemed to be so sudden.
That's right. 10-minute warning to the city of Springfield, according to the mayor. Some people that I talked to said that they heard the rumbling, that classic rumbling of the freight train headed for their basements. One fellow said that within 3 or 4 seconds, it was over. He came out and saw absolute devastation. We talked to Steve Pfeiffer. Here's him talking about the next-door neighbors, his tenants, actually, 3 of them.
Well, when I got over here, I found a grandmother, 72-year-old grandmother, and her 12-year-old grandchild standing in the middle of this debris field. They had enough sense to stand next to a cement wall, an interior cement wall, and they were in shock. They couldn't speak.
Steve Pfeiffer said they were frozen. Those 3 people were frozen, not only in shock, but in absolute terror because they were surrounded by electrical wires. And across the street from Steve Pfeiffer, a man lifted up with his mobile home by the wind, almost Wizard of Oz style, into the air. He's holding onto his cat. He falls out. Atop him falls the mobile home that is then all broken up. He was hospitalized, hurting, but okay.
That's unbelievable, David. That's in Brimfield. That was one of the hardest hit communities.
That's right, a rural community next to Munson. Here in Munson, I'm looking at a church whose steeple has come off, not far from a city hall or a town hall whose roof was blown off as well. Often it's striking, Deb, when people refer to what happened in the past tense. One person said, well, I was the business owner, to which his friend said, no, you still own the business. To which he said, there's nothing here. To which his friend said, yeah, but we're alive and we start now.
David, do you know, is there any official number in terms of how many tornadoes touched down? I heard reports of 7, maybe 4 in Springfield alone.
The governor confirmed today that there were 2 known tornado paths, but they have to go out on the ground. Often you see trees that have been sheared off, and they all fall in the same direction. That indicates a wind shear force, but not a tornado. When you see trees falling in every direction, every different direction, that indicates a tornado where you have the spin effect and you see trees going in every different compass bearing.
Here and Now's David Boeri is in Munson, Massachusetts, one of the communities hit by a terrible storm system in Massachusetts yesterday and last night. David, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.